Supervisor Borkowski has indeed joined us, so we will move to item number two.
Item number two is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, seeking authorization to grant a permanent easement to the City of Franklin to allow for the construction, operation, and maintenance of a sanitary sewer through the Root River Parkway from approximately 68th Street to 76th Street, south of Ryan Road. On 5/26/11, this item was referred back to the Parks Committee from the County Board.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval of granting this easement to the City of Franklin for construction.
We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Cesar. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I would hope that we would not move forward with this easement at this time, because I still think that there are significant questions that need to be raised as to the purpose and the impact on not only the Milwaukee County park system, but Milwaukee County in general. And just to kind of, I guess, refresh our memory here a little bit, you know, we're talking about 5,310 acres. It's roughly 8.3 square miles of property that would be opened up to development by this sewer project, and the impact that that would have on not only our Milwaukee County park land in the area, but also the makeup of this, and that is 92% of this property is agricultural and environmentally sensitive land. When we talk just about the environmentally sensitive land, we're talking almost 1,200 acres that would be put at risk because of this development and because of this easement going through and the construction of this project. Currently, only 8% of this land is of any type of urban or commercial use. It's a very unique community left in Milwaukee County. It is our last farming community. And I've been contacted by many of the people who live there that have said that, you know, they don't want this. And they are asking Milwaukee County to step forward and to say, you know what, granting this easement would be a negative and a detriment to our community. So I would ask that we not move forward on this. And actually, I think it is the repercussions are severe enough that I think it would be more appropriate if we sent it back to staff for a little bit more research on this and really delved into the issue and the impact on Milwaukee County.
Questions of Supervisor Weishaupt? We have Mayor Tom Taylor here from Franklin and John Bennett, who from the City of Franklin, who have asked to be heard on this issue. Mr. Bennett, you are the engineer? Chief engineer?
Chief engineer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mayor Tom Taylor, City of Franklin. At the last meeting of the Parks Commission committee, there were some questions that came up. I think I had talked a little bit about there had been some supervisors that had plans for potentially relocating the House of Correction. I recently reread Mr. Sanfilippo's report on the fiscal future of Milwaukee County. In that report, he talks about it. I was working with Chief Judge Kitty Brennan on a topic regarding the relocation of the House of Correction and building a single standalone criminal justice facility downtown, so you don't have to relocate and transport the prisoners back and forth. And that would all be under one supervision. It would be under the sheriff versus two forms. Supervisor Cesar and I have talked about the same thing, and I don't, well, maybe Borkowski, Mark, might, we may have had some discussions on it, but wanted to cover that. Also wanted to cover that I think there was some argument as to whether Franklin was going to be developing that area and the area around the House of Correction, and I didn't have a zillion copies, but I do have copies from our comprehensive master plan of the future development for the area, and I have pre-sewer, post-sewer plans. I'd be willing to make copies of this. It's available. It's actually on our website. Just in the House of Correction area, the plans for going commercial would include property approximately 60th and Ryan Road to just past the Archdiocese property on about 92nd and Ryan Road. And it's an area that would be comparable to our current business park, the size of it. And it would take and surround the House of Correction and its properties. I've also talked to developers in the area who have expressed an interest in building homes closer to the House of Correction across the street east of 68th Street. There are, if you're not familiar with the area, there are condominiums in the range of probably $300,000, and there are homes in the area of maybe $500,000. So the issue of whether people are going to build around the House of Correction, that's already been answered by developers. In this area on the map, and I must tell you that this was passed after many, many public hearings. I want to say there were something like 49 meetings in our community on this. This was passed by a majority of our aldermen. I want to say the votes were either 6-0 or 5-1 in the passage of this plan. Just in the area around 76th and Ryan Road, I talked about the potential commercial center. There's a plan for a business park that would be about 80th and Oakwood Road, and then there's another business park plan for the corner of 76th and Oakwood Road. A little bit further up on Ryan Road, there's an entire commercial center planned that would be just east of Loomis Road and I would say about 101st and Ryan Road. Going back to Loomis Road, and this was all put together by our consultants that put the $240,000 plan together, along with citizen members that sit on our Economic Development Commission. And along Loomis Road, from the border of Franklin to approximately Ryan Road, there is an entire business park that's been proposed. And the owner of the land, when we first were seeking the Ryan Creek Interceptor, said that he provided us a letter saying that he was looking at selling his property. In fact, he's called me quite often to find out what's going on with the sewer project. In the yellow, again, I'd be more than happy to make copies of this for you. These are future subdivisions. Here's the red area that I talked about, the commercial center. Purple is the potential business parks. Here's another commercial center. These are subdivisions. As you can see, the Common Council went out of their way to protect as many of the primary and secondary environmental corridors as possible. In this plan, when we're talking about development, we're talking about development that would be in harmony with the environment. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Bishop's Woods on Blue Mound. That's pretty much the type of development we're talking about. And having traveled to the Silicon Valley a few times, I know that the types of businesses that are out there, they're really looking for this. They're looking for green space. They're looking for bike trails. They're looking for the ability of getting outside their environment and enjoying the parks, et cetera, et cetera. So the types of businesses that we'd like to attract to the area, I think they would like this plan very much. I also want to say a couple other things, and that's that recently there was an article about Menominee Falls trying to land Kohl's Corporation. And I think they ran into some problems with the village of Menominee Falls not wanting to buy a golf course so that they could locate the Kohl's headquarters. The land that's in Franklin would be absolutely perfect if the county board was interested in landing that type of a corporation. I think you would agree that you'd much rather see a Kohl's corporation come to Milwaukee County than maybe Waukesha or Washington counties. I also, whatever the political temperament may be regarding the governor has said that he is actively trying to bring businesses from Chicago, from the Illinois border, and bring them to Wisconsin. Franklin is one of those areas that has the ability of providing full-scale campuses for the, let's call it the high-tech businesses or the businesses that are very desirable. And the last thing is, this is a, the title of this is Post-Sanitary Sewer Scenario Map. So clearly this was all put in place with the idea of the installation of the Ryan Creek Interceptor. Some will tell you that if there's no interceptor sewer plan, that there will be no development. That is not correct. There is a pre-sewer, sanitary sewer plan, and people have the ability and have the rights to develop their property if you're not going to put in such a sewer plan. The difference between this plan and the one that would be in place of it would be instead of having a professional sewer system that's been tested and maintained and monitored by the MMSD, you would have septic systems that would be in place. I guess I would also note there is some questions about why should this sewer system go into Franklin. People of Franklin have been paying for the Milwaukee County Metropolitan Sewage District for as long as we can remember. If you were to get a globe out, you would see that the water is not flowing towards the city of Milwaukee. It's actually flowing in the opposite direction. But nonetheless, the people in Franklin have been paying for the sewer system for many, many years. And so we think that we have more than contributed to the success of the metropolitan area. And we are now asking that this sewer system be put in place. And we have... we've actually got the approval from MMSD. There's going to be public hearings in the future as to whether people that are currently not in the district should come under the district. And I do understand that there are people in my city that do not want this plan. But the aldermen who represent the 35,000 people in Franklin have voted either 6-0 or 5-1 consistently for this proposal. So I would say I've met with some of the neighbors that have contacted you recently or contacted Supervisor Weishan. And we're trying to work out things, but we're trying to do it via the means of our common council and our city government.
Questions of Mayor Thielen?
I thought I saw a hand come up. Supervisor Weishan.
Well, I just think a couple things need to be clarified. One, the portion of Franklin that would be open up for development through this sewer is not part of MMSD. And they pay absolutely nothing into MMSD. And in fact, you can probably go back about 15, 20 years where the state law was changed. Because the citizens, the farmers that were there, said, you know what, why should I pay into MMSD if I have a septic and a well and I don't need a sewer system? And even if you build it, it's going to take 15 or 20 years to finally actually get to my farm because I plan on not only farming this but giving it to my children. So to say that somehow, you know, Franklin is being deprived their fair share isn't. And in fact, what this does, the construction of this interceptor sewer and what MMSD would not only annex all
of Franklin into MMSD, but parts of Muskego. That the only way that this project qualifies for the Clean Water Fund is that it is a regional project that would include Muskego. So by saying this, you know, moving forward with this project, what you're saying is it's okay for MMSD to annex all of Franklin and Muskego against the will of the citizens who live in this area, that they went to the extraordinary lengths of changing state law and getting themselves outside the district. So to come here today and claim that somehow that this area is paying into a system and not getting their just benefits is just incorrect. And then the second point, I appreciate the economic development point here of saying all of this is going to be built, because I think the federal government and the state government would be interested in this, because the Clean Water Fund is not about paying for future development. It is about making sure that pollution doesn't end up in our lake and in our streams and in our groundwater. And that $41 million that will be spent by MMSD that will take over this project if it goes forward in 2015, the bulk of that money is going to be paid for by our citizens who live in my area, like the city of Milwaukee and the city of West Dallas. And in fact, they tell me, you know what? Instead of building a sewer in Franklin and hoping to get a business park or another Target or something, they want us to fix the sewers and their property that is falling into the KK River, that their basements that are flooding because of the Honey Creek. That's my district. And you can go to Wauwatosa and find flooded basements. You can go to the northwest side of the city of Milwaukee and Glendale and see basements and backups. You can go to Whitefish Bay and see sewer problems in Shorewood and see sewer problems. And everybody wants to know, where are the priorities of MMSD? There is a total economic collapse here, and we're talking about subdivisions and office parks in Franklin. Meanwhile, our most historic neighborhoods are being flooded with sewage, and we're not spending money on that, but we're going to spend $41 million to put a pipe in the middle of a cornfield. That is about as close as you can get to just nonsense and misplaced priorities. And if anybody thinks that we're somehow going to magically come up with $50 or $100 million to move the House of Correction out of Franklin, you know, maybe we could sell you the Hone Bridge, and maybe we could redeck it with the money we get from that, right? So let's talk about real practical applications here and some common sense. First thing, let's fix the broken sewers we have with that $41 million. Secondly, let's talk about real economic development. There is plenty of property within the sewage district, within Franklin, that is available for development. And thirdly, let's talk about listening to the citizens that want to protect a unique quality of life that exists here in Milwaukee County. The farming communities, the environmentally sensitive land. Instead of some pipe dream of, do we really need another Target or another, you know, office park where all they do is poach businesses from downtown Milwaukee or our first-ring suburbs like West Dallas and Wauwatosa and Greenfield? So let's put things in perspective. And that's all I asked for at the beginning, was that this be referred to staff so we can really look at the true impact on Milwaukee County, not only Milwaukee County Park System, but Milwaukee County as a whole. And I think that's what we really need to look at before we go and move forward on this. Thank you.
Supervisor Dickey-Prieta.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the last meeting, I raised a number of questions, and some have been answered, some have not. And the one that really concerned me was my question regarding the alternatives. I don't know that I got the alternatives in detail. Perhaps you're raising your hand and you have those. But I'd like to bring up something that came to my attention. It's before I was elected, in March of the year 2000, file number 00191, the recommended and adopted policy on the use of parkland by other governmental units. And when you read through this, you can see it lays out quite easily, actually, and clearly, exactly the process we should be taking to go with this. And I'd like to point out, and I will give everybody a copy, but it goes into quite detail. If you look, it's between lines 97 and 106. the director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture may require the additional alternatives be evaluated and may identify the specific alternatives to be evaluated. It goes into length about DBE participation, construction costs, the cost of other alternatives. All of that must be given to us in major detail when part of our parkland is to be used this way. That being the case, at this time I'm going to need to make a motion to refer to Corporation Council for a written opinion based on this resolution, Mr. Chairman. And I believe that takes precedence over the approval. Thank you.
The motion is to refer to Corp Council. We have one more person who has to be up. Before that, Mr. Bennett, is there anything you'd like to add? You indicated you'd like to speak.
Yes, number one. Last time there was a question about taking parkland that might be actively used, and there is two portions of this easement. This easement is along Ryan Road. Now you can see it's regular a fallow field. It's not used for active recreation. And the other portion is off 76th Street. That's this point here. I'll pass this around. You can keep this. Again, this is not used. You can see a little portion of Rainbow Airport that's still left. This was actually Rainbow Airport that the county bought, mostly floodplain lands. Alternatives. We did work with staff. Map is small, but I think you can see our original request was to go diagonally through the county's property, which would have been shorter and much less expensive. I think our estimate is that almost $1 million it costs to actually avoid going diagonally through Milwaukee County. Why did we do that? Because number one, there's wetlands and there's a natural prairie in the area. So to do that, we went talked to staff. Staff strongly recommended that we not go diagonally through the property. The reason it's so much cheaper is this goes up and then back down again, so the sewage gets much deeper as we get further to the west. We do have an alternative to the going through the county property, and we actually, because of a time constraint, had to include that alternative in our clean water grant, which has been submitted to the state and is in the process of the final review of it. And basically what we're doing then is actually staying in State Trunk Highway right away for the section along here. The problem we run into is that there's some major utilities that we're going to have to relocate. And then also, instead of coming through this point, going further north, makes it a little deeper. Our estimated cost for this alternative is $150,000. And again, that would be borne by the sewage district and by the taxpayers of Milwaukee County, because this project has been unanimously approved by the Metropolitan Sewage District. It does meet all the criteria for interceptor sewers. It was in the 2000 facility plan. It has been reviewed again and approved unanimously by the Metropolitan Sewage District. So this is a project that the Sewage District has supported. We have looked at alternatives, and there is an alternative. So if the county does not approve the easements, we have an alternative of going around. But there's a cost to that. When it comes to the cost of the project, it's not a horrendous cost. It's about 0.5% of the $30 million project. So we have looked at alternatives. We worked with Parks, with Sue Black, and Kevin Haley and all to get out of the environmentally sensitive areas and to put it in areas that don't have any wetlands and don't have any perks.
Questions of Mr. Bennett? Apparently not. Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Just one quick one. I think last time when we met, you gentlemen had mentioned that most of this was going to be, the lines were going to be bored. It's not going to be open trench, so there wouldn't be a lot of disturbance to the existing property.
The line along Ryan Road, that line where you see the red dot, the only excavation would be a shaft, and that will be microtunneled. We want to microtunnel under the Root River so we don't disturb the Root River. So we're microtunneling each direction from that red dot. The one goes to the east, we go under the Root River so we don't disturb any of the resource of the river, and the other would be bored through the county property. So the only disturbance of the county property would actually be that red dot.
Okay. And so if it's put in with directional boring, that means you're not doing open trencher. You're not cutting in a whole line and digging up all the earth and making a big, huge mess.
Now, this is not directional boring. This is micro boring.
Micro.
This would have a mole that actually bores through because it's a 48-inch diameter sewer, and it's a little big for a directional boring.
Okay. But my point being, we're not talking about a lot of land disturbance here.
That's correct.
And nobody's really going to know that that's under the ground.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions of Mr. Bennett? Hearing none, thank you, gentlemen. We have one further request to be heard from Mr. Basil Ryan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Ryan?
Hi. Thank
Welcome.
You. Appreciate it, County Supervisors. Years ago, I used to have another title. It used to be Alderman Ryan. Some of these reports that they're talking about, as the mayor talked about previous and that, I had to dust the dust off it. This is your Franklin First report. This is your Tickner report. Both of which, as you can tell, I was instrumental in asking a lot of questions. Both of these reports date back to 2000. Both of these reports are currently being used for statistics. How many of you are going to use a report that dates back to 2000? There's no numbers. This 1.3 billion economic development that's going to be generated, I have yet to see any of those figures anywhere. In fact, I did an open records request and asked for that. I was told it was presented at a public hearing meeting, and I should get the tape of that meeting to find out who brought up that figure. So when we keep throwing numbers out of how this is going to generate economic development for the county and the state, let's ask, where are those numbers? Show me those numbers. Show me what area is going to be turned around. Show me what area is going to generate. And then make a decision. These were just preliminary. The city was growing in 2000. There was a lot of development. There were business parks that we're talking about in other communities and that. That's why these were done. That's why these were put in place. In fact, some of them, if you look, and obviously I had problems back then because I questioned this, but I can tell you firsthand, during the same time period, any of you might be familiar with the city of Franklin, there was 27th and Oakwood. The group that pushed these plans also wanted development along that area. And some of you may realize, too, is that at one point there was a plan to take the county property. I'm using the word softly, not take, but negotiate with the county, because south of Oakwood is all county parkland again. And they wanted to expand the current business park to encompass that area. And the county had some reservations. They showed them numbers. Keep in mind, with development comes TIF districts. Nobody sees any money on new development for at least 20 to 30 years. So whenever someone says, but we're going to develop this area, we're going to generate revenue, we're going to be, you know, supportive and helping lower taxes and that, not if you start using TIF money, because they put a freeze on that. But getting back, we had at one point during that time, and it became a heated issue. In fact, the city recalled the mayor over that issue. They wanted to put a trucking terminal on 27th and Oakwood. They wanted to use that as the anchor for development so that they could continue south. The mayor was recalled. The trucking terminal didn't go through. And there's currently a hospital there. A hospital that these plans said would never be developed. These plans also, where Northwestern came into the city of Franklin. We had a developer, Mike Mooney, who kept telling the council that no major corporation would ever come to the city of Franklin. They're all going to go to the west. That's where development is taking place. Northwestern came to the city of Franklin. The current building in the Northwestern campus is not in a TIF district. They came to us, and I was a member of the council, and they basically said, we just want this area. We'll develop it on our own. We're not looking to put a strain on the city or the taxpayers, and we want to be a good corporate community neighbor. What happened was people got involved. We made it a TIF district. The second building of Northwestern, instead of generating revenue that would help the county, the state, and local government, is in a TIF district. These are the things that people have to realize and be aware of, that when we start pushing and people start talking about development, at what cost? I'll stay focused a little bit on the parkland, and you brought up an interesting point with French drains. Obviously, under the rivers, we're going to be boring to eliminate that. A French drain, basically, as you were, I think, alluding to, is a hole in the ground. You put rock. Anything in that area will drain to it. We have problems in the city of Franklin. I can give you an area for where we had development. When we wanted to put the Putes Road in, which we came to the county and had to work with some land to extend from 51st Street to 76th Street. One of the areas we lost was a major wetland. We've tried to replenish that area on several occasions to restore the vegetation that was there. To this day, we cannot. So with development does come a cost. And when you start getting close to the parklands and that, as many of you know, there's groups out there that want that protection. I don't think there's any guarantee, and nobody has a crystal ball that can stop that. Now, I used to represent this area. And what's interesting is other communities like New Berlin and Mequon, they don't develop their entire city with sewer. They leave part of it as the character. Where I live, for example, we don't have sewer. This project of running the Ryan Creek Intercept sewer in will not benefit me. I can't hook up to it, but yet Metropolitan Sewage District wants to incorporate me into their district. Now, I know that's not an issue before you, but it's like, it seems like to me, sitting back, and I wasn't part of these 49 meetings because I never felt this project had any involvement with me. When I heard about it, I checked and said. But then I started finding out, as many neighbors are, and they're coming forward and voicing their concerns now, that, wait, I'm going to be incorporated into something that has nothing to do with me or where I live, and that's not fair. And I'm only asking that when the mayor says about the 49 meetings and with there is opposition. It is starting. As people are getting educated to this project, the frustrating part with many of these people is they're being told the county approved it, the sewage district approved it, sewer PAC approved it. Well, we never had a say in it. And why are they afraid to allow the people in the community to have a say in a project that's supposed to be so great? And where are the numbers? Why do we have to refer back to reports that were done in 2000, 2001, and have these types of things being, you know, commented on? I would think that people in the world, things have changed. And I think we would all agree, in 10 years, there's a lot of change. We went from a robust economy to a stagnant economy. Growth has changed. Back then, we had warehouse buildings that were popular. People don't want to store projects anymore, their products in warehousing anymore. They want to develop it and sell it and deliver it. So just going through my list, and I didn't want to miss any important, and I didn't want to trouble you, but with Franklin, I look at it as it's an area that's unique. It's one of the last frontiers in the county to be developed. If someone has a plan that wants to develop land around the House of Correction, a sewer can go in there. It doesn't need to go all the way to the west in that. I sat on the as an alderman when a developer, one of the same developers that keeps pushing this plan, he wanted to extend sewer from 60th and Ryan all the way up to roughly 92nd and Ryan. We had a subdivision in that area that had failing sanitary problems. They had septic systems. It was roughly going to cost the taxpayers $4 million to do that. The developer got all the people, you know, along Ryan Road to agree to this. He pushed developments that bring the sewer and this is going to develop. But I asked the same developer at a meeting, I said, can you give me numbers? What is it going to cost? What's the return? If we run sewer, what are you going to generate in a tax base that's going to help offset, pay the cost of that sewer for your project? He couldn't give me the numbers. I said, realistically, even if you did it, you know how long of a return it would take based upon your best day that you're going to generate for the citizens? He could. Just shortly, I see I'm running my time out. The solution was we came up with a pumping station for that subdivision. and we pumped it to the next one over. We saved money. It was a plan I came up with. I'm not an engineer, but at least we had the opportunity to explore options and look at alternatives. And that one to this day saved the taxpayers money, solved the solution. It didn't help us with development. And all I'm asking is that the county board, instead of rushing this through, at least take the time to ask some more questions and get some more facts before they make a critical decision. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for Mr. Ryan, the committee? I hear none. The motion before us is to refer to the Corporation Council for review in light of existing county board policy, if I understand mm-hmm. that correctly. So Supervisor Sanfilippo? Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, committee members, for affording me the respect to delay this item. I was speaking to the Greenfield Chamber, and I was on the other side of the county, so I was racing over. So thank you for allowing that. First of all, let me say, wow, Kohl's Corporation, this is the first I've heard of it, and it's very exciting. That would be wonderful. I think you all know where I'm coming from. Okay, and I'm not going to get into all of the specifics and just go over all of that stuff again. You all heard both from the mayor and from the city engineer that the city of Franklin has alternative plans. That if Milwaukee County doesn't want to provide easements, they're gonna make this happen. It's gonna be at a larger cost. Not only from an easement standpoint, but also I would imagine from an eminent domain standpoint as far as going on people's properties and stuff. I would hope that you all would consider that when you are deliberating on your vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on the motion before us? Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question for clarification from the author of the motion. What exactly are we asking Corporation Council?
I thought I stated that the referral, as I understood it from Supervisor Dmitrievich, was for review of this proposal in light of existing and adopted county board policy that you referred to earlier.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
I don't feel the need to elaborate very much, but I did also give the clerk a copy of the file number that I read out that goes into a lot more in depth and length, not just on the alternatives, the cost, the DBE. There's a whole laid out, very clear resolution there. So, it's important that we be careful of the rules of this county board, and I want to make sure that we follow those, Mr. Chairman.
I was wondering if, as a matter of attachment to that motion, if we would, if you would consider distributing that policy to all municipalities within Milwaukee County, so that they are aware and have a copy in their possession of the existing county board policy. I think that's only reasonable if we expect them to conform and understand our policy. We should provide it to them. Would you accept that as a friendly?
Yes, and the motion, Mr. Chairman, was to refer to Corp Council to get a written opinion in light of what I forwarded to our clerk.
Is that clear to everyone?
Well, an opinion as to if the process we're following is proper, or an opinion about what? It's a little difficult without seeing the resolution that the supervisor referred to. I mean, we don't really know what we're talking about. Maybe that resolution speaks specifically about things above ground as opposed to underground.
Well,
I don't know.
I think the motion for review is relatively clear, and in regard to contrasting it with existing board policy, and get a written opinion from the Corporation Council. Are there further questions? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas?
On
the referral.
On the referral.
Yes, thank you. This referred to
Corp Council.
Yes. Hi.
Cesars?
No.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Jersic?
No.
Sanfilippo?
No.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes. It will be referred to Corp Council for a written opinion.
Thank you very much.